The Buckeye Raw Extra Podcast is proudly presented by CF Bank, the boutique bank. Trusted for over 125 years with commercial financing, residential lending, personal banking, and more. Visit us online at www.cf.bank. NMLS 409132, all loans subject to credit approval. Terms, fees, and conditions may apply. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Rob Aller with Take Two and the Big Ten Football Power Rankings. Week two. Number one, Ohio State, even after a relatively close call against Minnesota. The Buckeyes just have more firepower than anybody else in the conference. We'll see if the defense improves. It almost has to, right? Although with Oregon coming in, we'll see how speed matches up against speed. Number two, Penn State. The Nittany Lions somehow got past Wisconsin, which imploded late in the game on offense. So Penn State number two, Wisconsin number three. They're 0-1 with that loss. They jumped around, but they couldn't jump over the Wolverines in Madison. Number four, Wisconsin. Check that. The Nittany Lions, not the Wolverines. They probably would have beaten the Wolverines, who are number four in our poll. Number five is Iowa. Sneaky good. I didn't have the Hawkeyes that high in the first week, but they took it to Indiana, which was supposedly pretty good. Hawkeyes won that one by 28 points, but it's a rivalry game for Iowa this week with Iowa State taking on the Hawkeyes. Number six is Minnesota. Maybe would have been higher, except they lost their tailback, Muhammad Abraham, for the season. The lower leg injury, it's going to really cripple the Golden Gophers. But for this week, they're six. Number seven, a big jump from 13 to 7. Michigan State showed a really good running game against Northwestern. We'll see if that continues. Number eight, Maryland. Another big jump from 14 to 8 after taking it to West Virginia. Tulia Tagovailoa looks really good at quarterback, and that's what you need in college football, really in any football. Number nine, another jump, Rutgers. Rutgers, Scarlet Knights. Are they for real? Well, they look it. They really destroyed Temple, so they've moved up from 12 to 9. Number 10, Indiana. Big fall from 4. Hoosiers, not sure they're going to get it done this year. We'll see. It's early, but they've got Idaho. You got to win that game. Hosting Idaho. 11's Purdue. Boilermakers, Jeff Brohm's offense, pass happy. Looks pretty good. Defense, run game, shaky. 12, Northwestern. This is, seems like what the Wildcats do. One year they're really good when you don't expect them to be, and then the next year when you think they'll be decent, they turn out not to be. So we'll see if Pat Fitzgerald can get things turned around there. 13, Nebraska. And who'd have thought in a 14-team Big Ten, Nebraska would be 13, and they were almost last. They beat Fordham, whoop-de-doo, and next up is Buffalo. So we're not really going to know much about Nebraska here until they really get into the thick of the Big Ten season. And last, and maybe least, Illinois. So how does Illinois, which beat Nebraska, how does it end up 14th and Nebraska 13th? A puzzler, right? Well, not really, because Illinois, after beating Nebraska, lost to Texas, San Antonio. That just can't happen. So the Illini bring up the rear, and that's it for this week's Big Ten Power Rankings.